We are honored to be sitting down with the Kansas State Athletic Director to start the show as we're here in Manhattan, Gene Taylor. Thanks for coming by.
It's great to be here. This is my first trip to Kites, too. I've never been in Kites before.
You got to make a round around here. You got to stop at Kites. You got to stop at all these little establishments.
I'm not sure Aggieville on a Friday or Saturday night is where the AD needs to be hanging out. You know?
Well, it's not nighttime. It's the afternoon right now, so you can stop by in the afternoon. I would say probably once the sun goes down, maybe you should be at home at that point.
Got to catch a plane to Oklahoma City here a little bit later today.
No, sounds good. You have reached your 6 months as the K-State Athletic Director. How's it been so far?
It's been great. You know, it's a great place, obviously. Kansas State's got tremendously passionate fans, and you know, certainly the football season is not going as we planned, but
sure.
Other than that, you know, it's been great. The fans have been awesome. It's been very welcoming. It's the staff's been tremendous, so really been enjoying myself very much so.
You're coming down the stretch here, Gene. I mean, the next two games, or at least one of them, you got to have them, right, for a bowl game?
Absolutely. You know, certainly, you know, 6 wins is a must, and at a minimum.
Yeah.
You know, we certainly feel that we are team capable of winning them both, and there have been times this year that we thought we should have won some of the games we did and didn't win, so this is a team that is very committed to getting to a bowl game, and I won't be surprised if they don't make that goal.
That's the thing. I mean, there's been some, like the Oklahoma game was tight. The Vandy game was tight. I mean, you've been so close so many times, you know, the West Virginia game. So
yeah.
It's like, it's not like, I don't think the record is really, it tells the entire truth of this football team.
No, you know, it's one of those years that I've been in a lot of years where those balls bounce in your direction and
yeah.
And you win those close games. And things just happen and things just happen your way that you end up winning them. And then this is a year that just for some reason those things haven't happened. And obviously, you know, I think if you look and players would tell you and coaches would tell you, there's been times that we haven't put a complete game together, offense, defense, special teams. And I think they feel if they can do that, then they're capable of beating a lot of teams. And like you said, Oklahoma was a close
yeah.
game, Texas.
Yeah.
And even the TCU game, we had
yeah.
know, we had a touchdown call back. We had some things happen. So, yeah, it's just one of those years that we just got to fight through it. And one thing our kids have not done, they've not quit.
Yeah.
I mean, they're out there playing hard every weekend, and that's evident each day in practice. I've been out. I've not gone every day, but the days I go out there, they're working hard, and that's good to see.
Is that the biggest thing as an AD that you pay attention to when you're looking at coaches and things that are going on with your programs, you know, how the kids do, and if they're still buying into a coach?
Yeah, very much so. I mean,
yeah.
You know, certainly, you know, for me being new, it's a little bit more difficult to tell because I don't know the athletes that well, but – you know, the longer you're around a program, the longer you're around the athletes, you can kind of see, got a sense of, you know, are they still buying in? Are they still part of it? And, you know, from what I've been able to tell, that's very much the case with our kids here.
Right now, talking to Gene Taylor, Kansas State's athletic director. On a personal level, is this maybe the busiest time for you throughout the school academic year? Football season ending, women's basketball, men's basketball kind of gearing up. Is this your most difficult time?
Yeah, it's certainly not difficult. It's actually
yeah.
fun because you're going
yeah.
from event to event and sport to sport, and you kind of got the newness of the basketball season starting, so there's a lot of excitement there. You're, you know, hopefully anticipating a chance to go to a bowl game and wrap it up football season. So it is busy, and it's a lot of fun, a lot of activities, a lot of events going on. And, you know, this time of year you're also doing, you know, some donor events, and you're getting ready to – you know, we've got the Big 12 championship coming up, and ultimately, so I've got a lot of travel coming up in the next few months as well.
Has that part maybe been the hardest for you, just adjusting now being here 6 months? Kind of going to my initial question is this is a tight knit community, and people have been here for a long time, kind of getting in those circles and kind of networking and starting to get to know everybody.
You know, that's again one of the I think great place about Manhattan and Kansas State and our fan base is they are so welcoming, and you know they want to meet the AD, and they're, you know, once you get a chance to sit down, our development staff has done a great job of getting me out to see our donors, whether it's within the state or within the region, and even some national. I've been to Dallas, I've been to New York, been to Boston, and they're very, very open. They just want to know what you think, what your vision is for the department. They're very supportive, so that's actually been very, very good, and I've enjoyed a lot of it, and we still need to do more of it because got a lot of great donors out there that I need to get a chance to get out and see.
Gene, we had you booked to meet us down here at Kites a few days ago, but yesterday the report came out from Brett McMurphy about Jim Leavitt having an agreement, a verbal agreement, to be the coaching waiting at Kansas State, and that caused a stir not only locally, but I'll tell you what, you know, nationally too, like that's been the big story. What
right.
can you tell us about that, and what is your knowledge about that?
Well, I certainly it's interesting, the timing of it all. I guess I would just ask that, you know, that was a
yeah.
unique timing of things, and certainly, to me, it doesn't feel relevant. I mean, obviously, Coach is here. He's our coach.
And yeah.
I wasn't here during that time, so I don't know what all took place, but it just seemed odd for me. But as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't have a lot of relevancy with what we're doing today and without what I've done since I've been here.
You probably woke up yesterday thinking it's just going to be a typical Thursday, right? And then all of a sudden the day gets crazy for you, huh?
Yeah, every time I get a text from Kenny Lanou, I always look at what's attached to it, and it can always direct what my day might be like. So it was interesting, to say the least.
Do you view your job and you've been here 6 months now, and the future of the football program and Coach Snyder's decision and the future of what he's going to do and what direction that's going to go, is that maybe the biggest thing that you have on your plate?
You know, I think that was pretty evident when I went through the process. And then as I got here, that was probably my most regularly asked question is,
yeah,
when is the day the coach decides to retire? What are you going to do? What's the plan? And is that your biggest decision? And certainly when you have a coach with his stature and his legend, his legend, what he's done for our program, like I said, I don't want it to come anytime soon, but someday it's going to.
Yeah.
And when you do, you've got some big shoes to fill. And there's a lot of people that care a great deal about this program that want to see it succeed. And the last time he left, it didn't work out very well. And people still have that sense.
Okay, sure.
Who's going to be
some
the
scar
person?
Tissue.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And deservedly so. I mean, I understand that. So, yeah, I know it's a big decision. And when it does come, it's going to be looked at nationally and certainly by our fan base. And it's going to be a decision that's critical for our program.
Right now, talking to Kansas State Athletic Director Gene Taylor, my initial reaction when I saw it is, with all respect to Bill Snyder, who has done so much for Manhattan, so much for the university, I wonder if he potentially has too much power, if he has the ability to veto coaching hires, that if you sign off on something, can Bill Snyder just say, no, I don't want that? And then it kind of puts you in an awkward situation of, I have to tell the person no, who is the most influential person in this university's history.
You know, like I said, I don't know when Coach goes, decides to say, I'm no longer going to coach. I've been hired as the athletic director to make that decision. And certainly, you're not going to sit down. You're going to sit down with a guy like Coach Snyder and say, Coach, what do you think? What's the direction?
Yeah.
But ultimately, that's my job, is to make that final decision. And I certainly think my president, President Myers, is going to support me in that. But for me to just say, Coach, you have no input, makes no sense in terms of who he is and what he's done for the program. But ultimately, it's my decision, because once that decision's made, I'm going to be the guy living with it, and we are. So
yeah, they're not going to take Bill Snyder's name off the highway out there, right, if it doesn't
work.
He's
still going to have his name on the stadium. So certainly, I think, for people that think that it's not going to be my decision, really don't understand me as a person and me as an athletic director and us as an institution either. And I think that discredits Coach Snyder a little bit too, because I think he cares enough about this program. He's going to say, Gene, here's what I think. It's ultimately a decision that you need to make, what's best for our program.
But I guess there is a little bit of, some concern of, kind of like in some marriage analogy, whenever you have to ask for the woman's hand in marriage, you ask the father. You're expecting him to say yes. What if he says no in this scenario? I assume you're still going to get married to her anyway. Like, it seems like Bill would like for his son to be the head coach. Maybe you don't share in those beliefs. Like, what do you do in that scenario if you're getting a little bit resistance from him?
I make the decision which I think is what's best for our program. And ultimately, if I think it's somebody that he may not agree with, then ultimately that's going to be my call or our call in terms of myself and the president. Obviously, the president has to buy off as well. And we have a board. We have a KSA board that has to approve all these decisions. And so, I don't anticipate to be an issue. I've had a great relationship with Coach in my 6 months. We talk, on a pretty regular basis, and I feel confident that once that day comes and I sit down with him and say, Coach, this is what I'm thinking, this is what you're thinking, that he's going to be very supportive. I really believe that.
Are you in a great spot? I mean, you could be coming into a program that's got a really bad football program, and all of a sudden you got to get this thing back up and running again. But you're also in a spot where eventually you're going to have to replace a legend. Which is a tougher spot, do you think?
I think it's certainly, I can't say that I've ever replaced a legend. Those exist in very few cases. Obviously, you think of, Bill, you think of John Wooden, and whoever replaces Nick Saban at Alabama. Yeah. If Greg Burns there, I mean, those are big tough hires to replace. There's no question. I think every situation is different. At North Dakota State, obviously when Craig left, I wouldn't consider him a legend, but he was certainly a very successful and very popular coach, and that was very scrutinized, again, at a smaller, certainly scale. But And I think every situation is different. I mean, you might think it's easier to replace a coach that's a struggling program. Sometimes it might be harder just because, you know, who wants to go there? And is it, you know, but here we've got great facilities. This program is well, well respected. And what coach has done across the country, I think the candidate pool will be big. But whoever steps in, whoever that person is, really has to understand what they're walking into. They're going to, every time they look up to the press box and say, hey, coach, what are you calling? There's going to be a sign that says Bill Snyder Family Stadium.
Yeah.
And then he's going to walk past the, you know, that coach is going to walk past the statue every day and he's going to drive in. So that's a big shoes to fill for whoever gets that nod. And they really have to understand it. And that will be a question I'll ask them pretty directly. Do you know what you're getting yourself into?
I'm talking to Gene Taylor, the athletic director for K-State. Gene, I want to get your opinion on this. This was my, I don't know if it's an analogy or not, but it's my comparison. I sort of compared Kansas State to the Kansas City Royals going into free agency. It's a smaller market team that really has a very small margin for error when it comes to signing free agents, because if they get it wrong and they spend a lot of money, they're screwed. Mm-hmm. Listen, as much as I love K-State, and I was here, you know, in the late 90s with Michael Bishop and fell in love with his team and his program and what Bill Snyder's been able to do, it's not Georgia, it's not Alabama, it's not Tennessee. How important and what is your margin for error when it comes to getting that new head coach?
Well, I think any time you hire a head coach, your margin of error is small, whether, like you said, you're replacing a legend or you're replacing a program that's been successful that the guy left, or you're replacing a program that you're building. That because you have to figure out culture. You have to figure out fit. You have to figure out what type of program, you know, we're going to be. I mean, if you – you know, I think of the time at the Naval Academy, you know, we were an option team, and we brought in a coach that decided he was going to pro-style offense. And we're all looking and going, that's not going to work, you know what I mean? And it didn't work, and we figured that out. So, I mean, I think you just have to understand your situation and understand what type of program you are and bring a person in that's going to fit that culture and that program. So that choice may be smaller, but your margin of error is probably small in every position or every time you're trying to hire somebody. Now, you're right. I would say that I think there's going to be a lot of coaches that would be attracted to this job. Maybe, it's not Alabama. It's not – but, you know, it's a –
a whole lot of these jobs out there,
there's
right?
There's not. Yeah. And they're not really – good. They know the passion that we've got. We've got great donors. We've got great facilities. We've got the opportunity to improve on those facilities. And we've got a great winning culture. And that's a lot of people would love to be a part of that.
Right now, talking to Kansas State Athletic Director Gene Taylor, do you think your job is maybe a little bit harder, I guess, when it comes to the landscape of coaching? Is I feel pretty confident that Andy Reid is going to be back for Kansas City next year. Bill Self's probably going to be the coach of KU basketball next year. Tomorrow, Bill Self, something could happen. Health-related, tomorrow he could just decide, man, I've done this for a really long time. I want to go home and spend more time with my grandparents or with my
Bob
grandkids.
Stoops.
Yeah. So, like,
yeah, exactly.
So does that make your job a little bit difficult, just knowing the uncertainty of your head coaching job to some extent?
You know, I think that uncertainty exists because of the Bob Stoops decisions. You know, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I think if you're sitting there always comfortable that your coach is going to be there forever. Now, you're right. I mean, with coach being 78 years old and the fact that, you know, I mean, he's retired before, that, you know, at some point he's going to retire. I don't think it makes it any different. It just, you maybe think about it a little bit more on the front side. It's more in the front of your thought process than the back of your thought process. I'm guessing, you know, with a guy like Bill Self, you know, Shannon's probably sitting there, I'm pretty good. But I guarantee he's also thinking, you know, I need to probably just be prepared in case that day ever comes.
Let me ask you this. It's probably on a spreadsheet now, but do you have a drawer with some names in there ready to roll? You got a hard drive with 10, 12 names on there just in case?
Danger that with you guys with your open records. You're always wanting those things.
You know? Yeah, you got to write it on paper, right?
You know, I don't have a list, but I would tell you that any AD that – no matter what their coaching situation is, they're always looking and they're always seeing and say, well, boy, that, you know, that Kent was a pretty good looking coach. That might be a guy I would consider someday. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I have those in my mind, and whether it was here or at Iowa or North Dakota State, you always are kind of watching coaches and going, that might, guy may be a guy I look at someday. So it just kind of depends.
Let me ask you this. You guys, we got the release yesterday about you guys are going to play Missouri twice, home and home. What went into that?
You know, we were in need of a Power 5 down the road in those 2 years, a non-conference Power 5, and Jill Shields, who's our deputy, I've kind of asked her to kind of take on the scheduling role, and she came in and said, Gene, would you consider Missouri? And I'm like, absolutely, it'd be a great contest. And they were interested, so it was a pretty easy conversation, got the dates figured out, and boom, we announced the contract yesterday.
You get any bite back from the Big 12 considering Missouri's role in leaving the conference? Or, I mean, is there part of that? Because I know up the turpike a little bit,
yeah,
you know, that's a whole different story.
You know, I think maybe that's days gone by. I mean, a lot of Big 12 teams are playing other Missouri teams and a lot of other contests across across the board. So it didn't really cross my mind once we announced it. I had a couple of people say, "Hey, you know, is this going to be an issue?" And I didn't hear from anybody, so I think we're good. But I think it's done enough down the road that it's probably not that big of an issue.
Speaking of that game, a lot of people kind of wish that game was at a neutral site. Did you guys have any conversation with Arrowhead?
Yeah, well, not with Arrowhead. We did with each other about is there a potential neutral site, and we thought this one would both really, you know, what neutral site do you go to, and you really take a chance to take it a really good contest away from both your home crowd. So that's why we just went with a home and home this time. And you know, down the road, you never know.
It is basketball season. What are your expectations for this year's Wildcat squad?
You know, I'm pretty excited for both Coach Mitty and Coach Weber. You know, it's early. I've seen a couple of games. On the men's side, I really like the kids. It seems like they share the ball really well. I'm still getting to know, again, the kids on our basketball teams. Coach really likes the team. He likes coaching them, in my opinion. When you hear coaches say, "I really like my team," that has a tendency to play out pretty well. I know he's pretty excited about the potential for this team, and I think I am too. On Coach Mitty's side, same deal. You know, he's got to replace a lot of kids that left last year, and again, he thinks that, you know, over time they're going to get good enough as long as they stay healthy. But Coach really likes on the men's side, he really likes what the team is, but they've got to be aggressive. They got to stay after, they got to pass the ball, and so far the two teams, the games I've seen other than the exhibition, they're getting after it pretty well.
That's Kansas State Athletic Director Gene Taylor sitting down with us at Kites Bar and Grill. We appreciate your time today.
Hey,
thanks,
my pleasure. You guys have a great day. You're just starting, so by the time happy hour rolls around, you guys might be well into it.
I know, man. I gotta drive home, though, Gene.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Thankfully, my wife's out shopping in Aggieville right now. We had lunch here at Kites with my stepdaughter, who's a student here at K-State. So,
awesome.
We came down a little bit early to take it in a little bit.
Well, appreciate you coming to town.
You got it.
Look forward to being on you in the future.
I feel pretty confident that if you spend 20 minutes like you did with us at every bar in Aggieville, you'll be here till like 8 o'clock.
Then I might miss my flight to Oklahoma. Don't want to do that.
Well, so. Have a safe trip, Gene. We
Thanks,
really appreciate
guys.
It.
Appreciate it.